Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 218, Bread from Heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. John 6:33. Let that land. Don't rush past it. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus said this to a crowd that had just eaten. He had multiplied the loaves, he had filled those people, and still they came back, hungry again. And Jesus wasn't surprised, because he knows, better than anyone, that there is a hunger no meal can fix, a hunger that lives deeper than the stomach, a hunger for meaning, for belonging, for presence. You know that hunger. I do too. It's the one that shows up in the quiet, at the end of the day, even when everything went fine. And it is exactly for that hunger that Jesus speaks. He says, the bread of God comes down, not up, down. The move is not yours to make. You don't have to become spiritually sufficient. You don't have to climb any height. You don't have to arrive clean or put together. God came to where you are. That movement has already happened. The incarnation is the proof. Heaven came down. But look at what Jesus says next, and this changes everything. He doesn't say he brings the bread. He doesn't say he teaches you where to find it. He says, I am the bread. I am. It's a person, not a philosophy you study, not a list of rules you keep. It's a presence you feed on. Communion with Christ is not a bonus feature of the Christian life. It is the food without which the soul grows thin. And this bread, hear this, gives life to the world, not only to those who already believe, not only to those who have the right words, to the world. The grace of Christ has no borders, no limit of distance. No story is too far gone. No life is too spent. No one falls outside the reach of this bread. Now one more thing, and it's too practical to let go by. Bread is daily food, not a Sunday meal, not an emergency ration, every single day. Jesus invites you to come to him today with today's hunger, not the hunger you handled last week, not the hunger you expect to feel someday. Today's hunger, and he does not tire. Whoever comes back, he feeds. Every time. So here is what I'm asking of you today, and it's simple, but it carries weight. Before breakfast, before you check your phone, before the day starts pulling at you, stop. 2 minutes, speak to Jesus quietly. Tell him where you are hungry, at work, where the drive has gone dry, in a relationship where love is costing you something, in your faith where doubt slipped in without announcing itself. Say it out loud, and ask him to be today your bread, not tomorrow, today. That is not religion. That is real. That is eating. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.